Excuse me. Hi. I just wanted to let you know that the open day will be closing soon. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. Don't worry. We've got about 15 minutes. We're still happy to answer questions. And we've got flyers over there where you can reach us anytime. No, this isn't the only time we'll do this. We try to have open days semi-regularly to stay in touch with the community, which is important so we can educate people on fire safety. Yeah, pamphlets and social media are awesome, but they don't work for everyone. Some people need a more hands-on approach. Kids, both the actual and at-heart variety, seem to love sitting in the fire truck and doing some button smashing. But I think it's also a good opportunity to just really explain to people some of the basics of fire safety. Yeah, I'm afraid stopping at the taco stand may have cost you a tour, unfortunately. But you're welcome to look around, still. And like I said, we're happy to answer questions. We can take you through how things work, to home safety tips, to some personal safety tips, just for being out and about. Yeah, fitness is a key part of being a firefighter. Our gear can be up to 75 pounds, sometimes more if there are special circumstances. And of course, we need to be able to carry someone out of danger. Knowing how to do it safely can definitely make it easier, but strength training is important. Thank you. We've got some gym equipment in the firehouse. Nothing fancy, but it makes it easier to maintain our standards. And to pass the time, honestly. We've got to be able to lift, move, and walk with these heavy things, so training makes sure we stay sharp and capable. I mean, it'd be a pretty terrible rescue if a firefighter came in, picked you up, and just stood there, wouldn't it? What's caught your eye? I can see you staring just past my shoulder. This one here? That's for forcing entry. As you can see, it looks kind of like a beefed up crowbar. You can see the claw there, the blade, and obviously the pick. The one next to it is a fire hook with gas shut off. Then obviously next to that are the bolt cutters, and last, an axe, which we're all familiar with. Oh, yeah, it is something special, actually. That's a waterproof notebook. Comes in pretty handy when you're surrounded by a lot of water. A lot of the stuff we use most seems simple, but is actually life-saving or game-changing, you know? Lots of uses with clever innovation. Yeah, most of them just make sense when you sit down with the idea for a moment. That one, for example, can cut through things almost like a giant pair of scissors, but it can also be used to spread things apart. Not at all. I kind of walked into that one. You've got a rather vivid imagination. Anyways, it's actually handy for getting people out of vehicles. The inventor of the original actually watched a race where a driver was trapped for longer than he should have been, so he created this. Or a version of it. Sorry, probably more information than you intended, but it's a really cool piece of equipment. Yeah, it is pretty heavy. Makes sense when you think about what it can do. But, like I said, we train a lot to be able to carry these things around. No, we don't just focus on carrying heavy things like the Hulk. It's also high-rep, low-intensity exercise, flexibility, and VO2 training. It's got to do with maximum oxygen a person can use during periods of intense exercise and things. So, like, if you're super strong with bad VO2 max, you might be kind of useless in intensive exercise. Being strong and fast and capable doesn't mean anything if you can't breathe through it, you know? Like I said, I got to be able to lift the heavy thing, move the heavy thing, and then do it again and again until the job is done. To feel good while doing it, too. Oh, well, yeah, I suppose it does have more practical uses, though that one didn't come to mind immediately. Really makes grocery day simpler, though. And the 3 flights of stairs to my apartment. Not sure the trade-off with being close to work was worth it, but I guess it counts as part of my training. Honestly, though, after a long shift, though, dragging myself up those stairs feels more like torture than anything else. I mean, a massage would definitely help. We keep trying to convince the captain that we need a masseuse on staff to improve muscle recovery, but he doesn't seem to be on board yet. Hey, maybe you could try that line on him. See if he buys in from a pretty girl like you. So, yeah. Oh, wow, I didn't realize the time. God, I've been talking your ear off and we're nearly closed. Are there any last-minute questions I can answer for you? You really want to see them? Well, since I just talked at you for so long, I feel like a private but brief tour is the least I can do. Come on, they're just back here. We had bunks when I first started, just like you were probably imagining. But now, ta-da, we've got these really cool pod things. So high-tech looking, aren't they? I mean, sure, they're not huge, but they don't need to be. They're meant for us to get some shut-eye when we can. Sure, I'll give you a tour. Mine's just here, so there's a narrow closet there for clothes and boots, and then the beds themselves. That gives us extra privacy, which honestly sometimes you need, as we can really get on top of one another sometimes. Whether it's a hard case or just a really long shift, just coming back here and lying down helps. Yeah, being able to decompress can make a huge difference, you know? Not even sleeping, just the act of lying down, being on your own for a while. It can really help. They're definitely pretty solid. During Reno, one of the guys tried to put up a whiteboard and just took out a whole piece of plasterboard. Yeah, this wide-eyed look as he turned to us, like that horrified hand in the cookie jar kind of thing. You're not really interested in a tour? I'll be honest, it's not exactly surprising. You've certainly remained interested at all times, but mostly in me. Or have I misread that situation entirely? Because if I have, I apologize profusely. But I don't think that's the case. I meant it when I said these pods are perfect for privacy. They're great when you want to be alone. Or just to make sure no one can interrupt you while you enjoy yourself. And I can definitely think of a few ways I'd like to enjoy myself with you right now. Everybody else will be busy out front, clearing things up, getting kit packed away. I'm not on call either. I was just here for this. Just you and me, back here alone. All that strength and stamina at your disposal. Something tells me that isn't even the first time that thought has crossed your mind, is it? Maybe not even the first time since we came back here. Well, then why don't I shut the door and you can show me what else you've got in mind? So glad I volunteered for this event. From the second I saw you, I fantasized about having you alone like this. God, you're gorgeous. Made me curious about what it'd be like to have you pressed against the wall like this. What it'd be like to kiss you. May I? You taste incredible. Makes me want to taste the rest of you. Would you like that? Yeah, I thought so. Can I kiss you? Here? Would you like it if I kissed you here? Then here? I think I'd like to kiss you here on these gorgeous tits. And here between your thighs. But you're a little overdressed. Can I take this off? Good. I want to see all of you. Do you like the way my lips feel against your skin when I kiss you here on your neck? Oh, is that so? You're so good at telling me what you want. I like it. What other ideas have you got in that dirty little mind of yours? Yeah, I do, actually. I really do want to see your tits. May I? Fuck. They're beautiful. Just like the rest of you. Yes. Oh, these gorgeous fucking breasts. Oh, your nipples are already hard. You like having your nipples teased, don't you? Well, those delicious moans gave you away. It's those little breathy moans as I suck on your nipples as you're pressed back against the wall. You're pinned at my mercy, aren't you, sweetheart? All that strength training comes in handy when I lift you like this. That's it. Spread your legs and wrap them around my waist. Yeah. Like that. Already grinding that pretty little pussy against me. Rubbing yourself on me. Fuck, that feels good. The way you move. You like when I pinch your nipples while you rub against me like this? You feel so good. I want to feel you. Can I just move these teeny little panties out of the way and... So wet, aren't you? Such an eager girl for me. Is there something you want? Something I can give you while we're like this? God, you're so wet. So fucking hot. Do you like this? When I run my fingers over you like this? Fuck yeah. I bet you never thought this day would go like this, did you? But you fucking love it, don't you? Yeah, I know you do. That's it, baby. Show me how much you want it.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.